Good afternoon. The Secretary General and the Prime Minister will make two short statements. Secretary General.
Prime Minister, welcome to NATO headquarters. It's a great honor and pleasure to have you here and to also have conducted good and extensive talks on discussions on important issues related to the relationship between NATO and Moldova. And let me first congratulate you on your recent appointment as Prime Minister. I look forward to working together with you and your government. Moldova is a valued partner of NATO, and we stand by the right of all countries in Europe to make their choices when it comes to their foreign and security policy. All NATO allies support Moldova's sovereignty, independence, territorial integrity, and respect Moldova's constitutional neutrality. In the past 2 years, we have stepped up our cooperation. Today, we took the next step in establishing a defense capacity building initiative with Moldova. And this initiative will help our countries modernize, your country to modernize the defense and security sectors. Moldova has also agreed to an impressive individual partnership action plan with NATO. We are committed to support Moldova in all reforms areas as it has chosen. Moldova is a neutral country, just like some of our most active partners in Europe. Our partnership is about support for reforms, about training, about practical cooperation. We believe that developing our cooperation further will benefit both Moldova and NATO. Through cooperation with NATO, Moldova can make its armed forces even more professional and make a stronger contribution to peace. Prime Minister, let me thank you for Moldova's contribution to the KFOR mission in Kosovo. Everything that you do shows that Moldova is a real contributor to peace and stability, and to develop the cooperation for North Euro-Atlantic security. So, once again, welcome to NATO headquarters.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my first visit to NATO headquarters in the capacity of Prime Minister of Republic of Moldova. And I would like to thank to Mr. Secretary General Stoltenberg for the fruitful meeting and for the possibility to discuss the topics of common interest. I'm pleased to take this opportunity to stress that the Republic of Moldova is interested to develop further the political dialogue and practical cooperation with NATO and to strengthen our bilateral partnership in more areas. We attach special importance to the individual partnership action plan, Republic of Moldova-NATO, that we perceive as a valuable instrument for deepening bilateral cooperation and implementing democratic reforms in the Republic of Moldova. In particular, we are interested to develop further cooperation with allies in reforming and modernizing the national security and defense sector in accordance with the new developments and recruitment requirements in the current security environment. We highly appreciate that Moldova joined two new initiatives launched at NATO Wealth Summit in September last year, Interoperability Platform and Defense Capacity Building Initiative. And we perceive them as important tools to enhance the cooperation on defense and security reforms in Moldova. Taking into consideration the developments in today's security environment, we are also interested in broadening our cooperation in addressing new security challenges, in particular in the areas of cyber defense, combating terrorism, non-proliferation of weapons of mass destruction. Finalizing the Trust Fund project on destruction of pesticides and dangerous chemicals in Moldova also remains a high priority of our bilateral agenda, and the successful completion of this important project for my country will bring sustainable benefits on public health and the environmental security of the whole region. Moldova will continue to participate to the KFOR peacekeeping operation in Kosovo and to contribute practically to promoting the security and stability in the Europe. In conclusion, I would like to stress that we are grateful for the consistent and permanent support from the allies and alliance as a whole in our determination to implement the individual partnership action plan, objectives and necessary reforms. At the same time, we will continue to rely on alliance expertise, experience and assistance for our efforts for democratization and modernization of Moldova country. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. This concludes this press point. Thank you.
Thank you.